Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state with full firmness in Allah that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Him. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, our topic for today is the beginning of a journey that will take four different Jumu'ah khutbah, all of them covering a single topic of our aqeedah. Something important for us to know, understand, believe in and teach to us. The ruh of Isa alayhi salam in al-Islam. Who is Isa ibn Maryam? This is our topic for today and for the next four Jumu'ahs that we will meet together after the month of Ramadan. Our topic for today, inshaAllah, part one, is given the title of نَحْنُ الْمُوَحِّدُونَ أَوْلَى بِعِيسَى مِنْ. We are more worthy of Isa, the son of Mary, than they will ever be. We are closer to Isa than they will ever be. We who say La ilaha illallah are those who truly follow Isa alayhi salam. And our next topic, in the next time we meet after the month of Ramadan, shall be about Mawlid al-Masih, the miraculous birth of Isa. What do Muslims believe in? Something important for us to know and our children also. And after that we will discuss الرَّدُّ عَلَى مَنْ زَعَمَ بِصَدْهِ الْمَسِيحِ. We will put a defense against those who claim that Isa was crucified. And our fourth and final discussion with you later on shall be نزول عيسى عليه السلام إلى الدنيا لقتل المسيح الدجال. Number four, part four, will be the descent of Isa from heaven, from the sky, to descend and kill and slay the Antichrist al-Masih al-Dajjal, and live with the Muslims as many years as Allah shall give him life, implementing the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But let us begin today with our important discussion of نَحْنُ أَوْلَى بِعِيسَى مِنْهُ. Isa is more of us than he is of them. And we will focus on four points. أولا, الأنبياء أخوة. The prophets in general, all of them are related as brothers. ثانيا, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Verily the religion with Allah is al-Islam. Third, the actual word and statement of Isa, the son of Maryam, saying, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I am the slave of Allah. And fourth, عِيسَى يَتَبَرَّأُ مِنَ النَّصَارَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. Knowing and understanding that Isa, on the day of judgment, shall free himself, shall distance himself, shall remove himself from the lies that the Christians have told. So let us begin with our first important point. الْأَنْبِيَاءُ أُخْوَةٌ. The ulama of al-Islam, salafan wa salafan, past and present, have given us a statement that each of us should memorize. They say, إِنَّ مَنْ يَزْعُمُ أَنَّ عِيسَى إِبْنُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَنَّ الْمَسِيحَ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمَ هُوَ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ فَهُمْ أَبْعَدُ النَّاسِ وَأَقْصَرُ النَّاسِ بِعِيسَى وَإِنَّ أَقْرَبَ النَّاسِ مِنْ عِيسَى هُمُ الَّذِينَ وَحَّدُوا اللَّهِ قَالُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The ulama have instilled an important principle in us by saying, those who say that Isa is the son of God, or that he is God, or that Isa is one of the three, they say three in one, trinity, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. These are the farthest people, the most disbelieving people in Isa himself, عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And those that are closest to him, and those who truly believe in him, are those who say, La ilaha illallah, singling out only Allah in worship. And we receive this from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where it's narrated to us from Abi Huraira in both Bukhari and Muslim muttafaqun alayhi. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قال first قال الأنبياء أخوة من علاء أي من الانتساب إلى الآباء أمهاتهم شتى ودينهم واحد. The Rasul said, I am the most worthy of people with Isa, of Isa. I am the closest to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this life and in the hereafter. He said, how is this, O Messenger of Allah? What are the reasons? He said, first, the prophets are all brothers from the lineage of the Father. Their mothers may be different people of different tribes, but their religion is one. All of the prophets are brothers. All of them have come with the same religion. That's why you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a sunnah for us. Min sunanillah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided. أَنَّ مَنْ كَذَّبَ نَبِيًّا وَاحِدْ فَإِنَّهُ يُكَذِّبُ جَمِيعِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. To disbelieve in a single prophet or messenger, it is a disbelief in all of the prophets and messengers. To disbelieve in Adam means you disbelieve in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To disbelieve in Muhammad, you are disbelieving in Isa alayhi salam. To disbelieve in Musa or Yusuf or Ibrahim is disbelieving in all of the prophets. Listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he tells us in Surah Al-Shu'ara, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Nuh disbelieve the messengers, plural. Al-Mursaleen. But we as Muslims know that Nuh was the first Rasul sent after Adam. So how did his people disbelieve in the messengers? Because to disbelieve in Nuh, they are disbelieving in any messenger that will come after him. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Lut disbelieve the messenger الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Disbelieving Lut himself causes them to disbelieve all of the messengers. كَذَّبَتْ عَادٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. The prophet has believed in what Allah has sent to him as a revelation. And the believers also, all of them believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers. We do not distinguish between any of the messengers. And when they hear, they obey. And they say, oh our Lord, forgive us. Asking Allah for forgiveness to you is our eventual return. After understanding that the prophets are brothers, let us look at the second part of the hadith. وَدِينُهُمْ وَاحِدٌ. And their religion is one. Another link for us with Isa alayhi salam. What is the religion of Isa? And this is our second point. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. There is a religion with Allah can only be Islam. Submission to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ مَا جَاءَ نُوحٍ إِلَّا بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Nuh came with nothing except al-Islam. Listen to Him. In Surah Yunus, where Allah gives a hikaya about him where he says, وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Nuh says, and I have been commanded and ordered to be from the Muslims. وَاللَّهُ مَا جَاءَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ إِلَّا بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Listen to Ibrahim alayhi salam, where Allah honors him by saying in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. The people who lead the religion of Ibrahim are only the ones who are fooling themselves. وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. and we have chosen him in this dunya. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And when he comes in the hereafter, he shall find himself with the right. What? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Lord told him to submit, he said, I submit to the Lord of all creation. And not that. وَوَصَّى بِهَا بَنِيهِ. And he ordered his children. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. He ordered his children and Yaqub. يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. My children, Allah has chosen for you a religion. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. Do not die unless you are in the state of Islam. Ibrahim, وَمَا جَاءَ مُوسَى إِلَّا بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Musa came with nothing except Islam. Listen to him in Surah Yunus. وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh my people, if you truly say you believe, then put your reliance and assurance in Allah. If you are truly Muslim. And listen to Yusuf عليه السلام. Listen to his du'a. رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. Oh my Lord, you have given me great dominion and kingdom. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And you have given me the ability to interpret dreams. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You are the sustainer, innovator of the heavens and the earth. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You are my protector in this life and in the hereafter. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. Allow me to die as a Muslim. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And allow me to catch up to those who have passed away before me from the right. And Isa alayhi salam came nothing with nothing except an Islam. Listen to him and how Allah described when he came to the Yahud, the Jews, and he called them, I am Rasulullah. فَلَمَّا أَحَدَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ. When Isa fell from them disbelief, he felt the disbelief from them. قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who will be my helpers in Allah's cause? قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ. The disciples said, we are the helpers in the cause of Allah. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. We believe and we ask you to be a witness for us that we are from those who say we are Muslims. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did the completion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come with? Al-Islam. Listen to Allah. Honoring Al-Islam by saying in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Al-Yawm. On this day. Akmaltu lakum deenakum. I have completed for you your religion. Nothing can be added. Nothing can be taken out. Why? وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Because I have completed my favor to you. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I have caused, and I am content with Islam being the religion for you. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The prophets are all brothers. And they all have come with the same religion, لا إله إلا الله. الإسلام. But let us hear it from Isa alayhi salam himself. And before I begin with our third part, I wish to share with you a few verses of poetry from Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, where he says, أعباد المسيح لنا سؤال نريد جوابه ممن وعاه إذا مات الإله بصنع قوم أماتوه فهل هذا إله؟ ويا عجبا لقصر ضم ربا واعجب منه بطن قد حواه مكث هناك تسعا من شهور لدى الظلمات من حيز غداه وشق الفرج وشق الفرج مولودا ضعيفا فاتحا للثدي فاه فيأكل ويشرب ويأتي بلازم ذاك. فهل هذا إله؟ فهل هذا إله؟ تعالى الله عن إفك النصارى فيسأل كلهم عما افترى. He said, Shaykh al-Islam, in beautiful prose and poetry, he said, to the worshippers of Jesus, I have a question. And I wish an answer from those who can answer me. If a God was to die by the hands of a people, is he a God? And how strange it is that a God can be covered in a grave. And what is stranger than a God lives in a woman's stomach, living there for 9 months, amongst the darkness and the blood, and exiting her body, opening his mouth to eat and drink and be breastfed, and then relieving himself, going to the bathroom. Is this your God? Is this your God? تعالى الله عن إفك النصارى. Most high is Allah above the lies of the Christians. They shall all be asked about what they have said. This is why Allah tells us, ما المسيح ابن مريم إلا رسول. Verily, Christ, the son of Maryam, is nothing more than a messenger. وأمه صديقة. His mother was an honorable, trustworthy, truthful person. كان يأكلان الطعام. They used to eat. انظر. Look how we show them the signs. انظر. كيف نبين لهم الآيات. ثم انظر أنا يفكون. And also look and see that they will not take heed. Because they say, how can a person hold a child without any man? How can a woman have a child without a man? He has to be God or the son of God. One of the two. But Allah gives them the example, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ. The example of Isa is the same as the example of Adam. Adam, on the other hand, خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Adam was created from dust, not even a woman. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. But with Allah's power, He said, be and he is. Allah's power has no limits or boundaries. But let us listen to Isa himself claiming he is Abdullah. And we will bring the story from when Maryam brought her child, because in the next khutbah, after Ramadan, we will discuss the birth of Isa. She brought her child to the Yahud. And they looked at her. And they accused her of zina. But she had been ordered not to speak. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She pointed to him. قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا. How can we speak to a child still in his young years? He answered, قال إني عبد الله. I am the servant of Allah. آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. He has given me the book, the gospel, the Bible, and I am a prophet. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. And he has made me barakah, blessing wherever I may be. وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. And he has ordered me to establish regular prayers and to give zakah. الإسلام. And to give zakah as long as I may be live. As long as I may live. وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. And he called me to be dutiful and respectful and obedient to my mother, and not to be from those who were arrogant and harsh. والسلام علي. And peace may be given to me. يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. On the day I was born, and on the day I shall die, and on the day I shall be brought back from the dead to يوم القيامة. ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق. قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد. سبحانه. إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. These are the words of truth from the mouth of Isa ibn Maryam. Words of truth that there is no doubt in. It is not befitting the majesty of Allah that he may beget or take a son. Subhana, glory be to him. If he orders and has decided on something, he says, be, and it is. These are the words, the true words of Isa alayhi salam. And I will leave you with these words for Jilsatul Istiraha. And when I stand up, we will continue with our fourth and final point, which is Isa himself removing the Christians from, removing himself from the actions of the Christians. On the day of Qiyamah, Isa shall distance himself from the Christians. And this dialogue is brought to us in the Quran, where Allah describes it for us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the last page. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah will speak to Isa directly on the Day of Judgment and tell him, Ya Isa, did you ever tell mankind to worship you and your mother as two gods instead of me? قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ. Isa shall answer, glory be to you, subhanallah, مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍ. How can I say something that I have no worth to say, no right to say? إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. If I would have said it, you would already know, Ya Allah. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. You know what is inside me and I do not know about you. إِنَّكَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. For you, O Allah, you know all of the unseen. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ. I did not tell them anything except what you ordered me to say. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. I told them, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. And I was a witness over them when I was living with them. ثُمَّ تَوَفَّيْتَنِي. And then you removed me. ثُمَّ تَوَفَّيْتَنِي وَكُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And you were the one who was a watcher over them, Ya Allah. وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And you were a witness of all that has occurred. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. If you are to punish them, they are your servants. You may do as you wish. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And if you forgive, then you are still the mighty and the wise. Allah answers, قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. Allah says, this is the day where truthfulness shall benefit those who speak truth. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They shall have gardens living in it, with rivers flowing from underneath them, living in it forever, eternity. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah is content with them, and he and they are content with him. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is truly the greatest of rewards.